May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Surah Yasin recited, durud and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many people who are sick in hospitals, at home. Many have got cancer, they've got heart problems, different diseases, sicknesses, pain, suffering. May Allah ta'ala remove their sicknesses, the barakah of Surah Yasin that we recited. And there's so many people who have left this world, young, masoom children, elderly people, so many in the last 2-3 weeks have passed away. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties of the qabr, if they are suffering any azab. May Allah remove the azab of the qabr. May Allah make it a means of their najat in the akhirat. And may Allah ta'ala bless us with all His bounties, His rahmat, and the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah must remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering at the moment. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. He says, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن الله تعالى يقول, that verily Allah تعالى says. So this is the hadith of Qudsi, where the Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم is reporting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah تعالى says, أنا مع عبدي إذا ذكرني وتحركت بي شفتاه. This hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am with my servant when he remembers me, and when his lips move, when the lips move taking my name. So this is one of the very many benefits of dhikr that we have been discussing so often, various virtues and blessings of dhikrullah. This is one of those big and great blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with that person when he takes the name of Allah. What is dhikrullah? Dhikr dhakir ko mazkur tak ponchata hai. Our mashayikh have said, when a person makes dhikr, then through dhikrullah, the dhakir, we are all dhakirin, we are taking the name of Allah, we are remembering Allah. So dhikr is the medium to enabling us, the dhakirin, to reach the mazkur. Who is the mazkur? Who is being remembered? Allah. The lover is meeting his beloved. The lover is taking the name of his beloved. So dhikr is that vehicle. It is that means of making us the dhakir. The dhakirin reach the madhkur that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come here to learn to make the dhikr of Allah. I mentioned so many times we should be making dhikr alone. It does not have to be done in a group. Especially in solitude at home, we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day. Just a few moments we should sit and make the dhikr of Allah, contemplate, and make dhikr of Allah ta'ala with dhyan, and we're saying, La ilaha, then we're removing from our heart all the filth that is accumulated, the gunas that are accumulating. The entire day, the wrongs we have seen with our eye, the wrongs that we have spoken with our tongue, the evil that we have heard with our ears. So many gunas have caused black dots and spots to appear on our heart. Dhikrullah is saqalatul qulub. It is the polish of the hearts. So we say, La ilaha. We're removing all the filters accumulated. The pride, the anger, the jealousy, the malice. And we say, Illallah. We are filling our hearts only with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatness of Allah. So every sin and vice has come out of our heart. And now we are polishing our hearts with Illallah. With only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. May Allah Ta'ala make us of the true dhakirin and shakirin. May Allah Ta'ala help us to turn towards Him and make tawbah, istighfar. All of us require to make tawbah, istighfar all the time. We have committed so many sins and Allah Ta'ala is there to forgive us. So we have to turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We are human beings, we make mistakes, make blunders. Allah Ta'ala is so kind, Allah is so merciful. So we should turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But we should make sincere tawbah. We should remove ourselves from those sins, abandon those sins, show that nadamat and genuine true regret. Most of us, we make tawbah by means of our lips, but we're not sincere, we're not genuine to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In the back of our mind, we still wait for an occasion and a chance again to go back to that sin. So this is not true tawbah. Just like how it is impossible that when a person milks a cow, it is impossible to stuff that milk back into the udders of the cow. Like that, when a person makes sincere tawbah, he must do tawbah with such a niyat that he will never go back to that sin again. He should make a firm resolution, firm promise to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That, oh my Allah, I am weak. I am showing nadamat. I have abandoned this sin. Ya Allah, I will never go back to that sin. This is sincere tawbah to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں ہم کمزور ہیں یا اللہ لیکن تو غنی ہے تو حمید ہے یا اللہ ہم فقیر ہیں ہم بھکاری ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ we have raised our hands again my Allah only to you my Allah there is no other Allah beside you my Allah یا اللہ you are احد and صمد my Allah Ya Allah, you've got no partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Beniyaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are independent, my Allah. We depend totally upon you, my Allah. Every second of our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are faqir, my Allah. We are muhtaj, my Allah. You are not muhtaj, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah. Major sin, minor sin, knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, wherever we committed those gunas, my Allah, in our offices, in our schools, in our madrasas, in our masjid, wherever we committed those sins, my Allah, we disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghaffar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub. Ya Allah, you do not expose us, you do not humiliate us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, my Allah. You are so forgiving. You are sattar, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Forgive our parents, my Allah. Forgive our wives and children, my Allah. Forgive our family members. Forgive our musallis, our mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ummah bahut pareshan hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, ummah is going through various challenges, my Allah. You are well away, my Allah. You are Sami', you are Basir, my Allah. You are Hakim, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You are full of wisdom, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing can take place without your permission, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Al-Hadi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Hidayat, my Allah. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
Put us onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Make us stay on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Make us live on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Make us die on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman. Wa amitna ala al-Iman. Wa ahshurna yawm al-Qiyamati ma'a al-Iman. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this Iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make any single person in our progeny who will become murtad, who will lose his Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari Iman ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect our Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halawat of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of dhikr when we make dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from, ya Allah, shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasideen, dhulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. So many are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many have requested duas, my Allah. Elderly people are sick, young ones are sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Remove their pains and suffering, my Allah. Give them the sukoon and chain, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us also from bimari, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have left this world, my Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially those mothers who have lost their little children, my Allah. Babies who are just born, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the sabr jameel, my Allah. Give them ni'matul badal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Grant us badal jannatul baqi, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyam. Ya Allah, grant us the hawd al-kuthr water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us into Jannat without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minal nar. Allahumma ajirna minal nar. Allahumma ajirna minal nar. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from riya and show, my Allah. Protect us from ostentation, my Allah. Protect us from pride and ujab and vanity, my Allah. Grant us sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Da'wat al-tabliqi mehnat qabool farma. Ya Allah, all those working out in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them ikhlas and afiyat and sihat and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, mashayikh are making efforts in the khankas, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept their khidmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the Darul Uloom, Makatib, Madaris, Hifz classes, my Allah, day and night, my Allah. They are mashgool and occupied in saying, Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah. Ya Allah, they are taking your name, my Allah. They are reading Quran Sharif. They are teaching Hadith of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept the khidmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever good work people are doing, social work, welfare work, my Allah. Accept all the good work the different organizations are doing, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our brothers at Hajat tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we all have got needs, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-ghammu, farrij al-hammu, jiba da'wati al-muturrina idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha. Rahmatan tughrina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, remove all the bala, afat, musibat, dhillat, shurur and fitan we are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well away of all our problems, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Whatever difficulties we are suffering, financial difficulties, my Allah. Whether it is some sickness, whether it is some ailment, social problem, my Allah. Whatever it is, domestic problem, my Allah. Husband and wife, ya Allah, pareshan, ya Allah. Children are pareshan, my Allah. Children are taking drugs, my Allah. Whatever the problem is, my Allah, you remove it completely, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters, ya Allah, young boys, young girls of marriageable age, ya Allah, they are looking, ya Allah, for suitable partners, my Allah. They do not want to live a life of zina, my Allah. They want to live a pure and chaste life, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them, ya Allah, good partners, suitable partners, bless them with a life of bliss and afiyat and salamati and sihat, and bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Those who are married and have no children, ya Allah, you grant them healthy children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.